Joining us on the show this morning, we've got my good friend Sarah from the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm always happy because I get to chat with you and somebody that I've known for many, many years. So it's good to just catch up every once in a while. What's going on over there at the chamber? You guys still keeping yourselves pretty busy, right?
We are. We went from a Cosita offices. Good morning, if you can hear her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can hear the cat. That's great.
I'm live on the radio, so I need you to hush. Okay, you can have your 15 minutes.
Maybe there. Yeah, maybe the cat has something that they want to say.
Yeah, no, let's not give her that much power and control. But yeah, we went from 100 miles an hour, and then we kind of slowed down a little bit to 40, 50 miles an hour, and we're starting to ramp up again. So we've done a couple of ribbon cuttings. We've got a business after hours that happens on Thursday at Slumberland. If you haven't had the chance to be there, if you haven't had the chance to go there since they went back to being a corporate store, it's a great opportunity to do so. So a lot of people are like, is Slumberland even still around? Yes, they are still around, very much active, very much involved in the community, and they're looking forward to hosting us and having us all come in and join them. We'll be there this Thursday, as I mentioned, from 5 until 7. They've got some fantastic staff there. If you haven't had the chance to actually meet Jeff Dudley, their GM, as well as his amazing crew over there, this is a great opportunity to do that. Or maybe, your kid went back to college and you've got some extra space in your house now,
right?
Or you're like me and you're like, I just want new furniture because that's the cat that's been squawking in the background. or you're like, oh my gosh, my kid needs something for college that we totally forgot about.
Right.
It's a great chance for you to not only network and connect with your fellow business people in the community, but also maybe do some shopping too. And we'll be hearing about the 40 Winks Foundation. And if you're not familiar with this, this is one of the many great initiatives that Slumberland does. So we know that they provide pillows for kids in foster care, but 40 Winks is another program that they offer, which actually provides free beds to kids who are sleeping on the floor. So maybe their family, unfortunately, just, they've gone through a loss, being a fire or something that's happened. They haven't been able to get their child a new bed. This actually provides for that. So it's a really great organization, and we're really happy to be there.
That's awesome. Tell me a little bit of how a business after hours works for maybe somebody that's never been to one. Mm-hmm. Is it kind of a casual networking, kind of casual kind of thing? How does it work?
Yeah, very much so. So we'll be there, as I said, from 5 until 7. So you can come at any point in time during that. You can come check in up at the front. We'll get you a name tag so that people know what your name is. You have the opportunity to answer a question response. So usually the name tags say, ask me about blank. So Johnny, in your case, you could be like, hi, my name's Johnny. Ask me about radio.
No, I don't want to talk about that.
Ask me about Plinko. There you go. Okay, Johnny, well, who's Plinko? What's Plinko? We all know. We all, of course, know.
Everybody knows who Plinko is. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But then you can go and walk around. You can grab food and beverage. They'll have some of that available.
Okay.
You can chat with the staff that's at the store. It's no pressure for you to actually purchase anything. It's very relaxed, very casual, but it's also a great way for you to connect with other people in the business community. So you can say you want to talk to, I know he's listening right now, so I'm just going to throw him out there, Bob Birch over at Sturgis Bank. If he is there, you can be like, hi, Bob, I'm Johnny Reinhardt. I can't believe the two of you haven't met yet, but we're just going to run with it. It's nice to meet you. I've heard a lot about you in the community and so forth. But it's just it's a very relaxed, very casual opportunity for you to meet with each other.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know Bob very well. So I will definitely talk to Bob, I'm sure, if I go to that event. So we should RSVP for that or just kind of show up?
You can do either. Okay. We do prefer RSVP just because that helps us give a head count to the host location. But if it's a day of where you're like, oh, you know what, I do have time, I can go to it, you are more than welcome to come in and attend if you did not RSVP. And if you're not a member of the chamber, you're welcome to attend as well. If you're like, hey, this is a great chance for me to check out the chamber, see what they do, what they could offer my organization or my business, or hey, this is a great excuse for me to sneak into Slumberland and see what's going on there and also attend the party,
right,
by all means pop on in and do that.
Can I take a nap at any point?
I mean, I...
Probably not, no.
Probably not, but you know, they do have the couches, they do have the beds available, sure. They do tell you to lay on them and try them out, so if you just happen to fall asleep, we'll wake you up before we leave, so you're not going to be locked in if you do happen Perfect. To take a nap.
Perfect. So I'm looking forward to that on Thursday. Also, a concert coming up on Sunday in Bridgman, right?
Yeah, it's the final of the Courtyard Concert Series. So this will be the last one of the summer. It's been hugely successful this past year, way more than what we weren't sure exactly what it was going to entail, yeah. But it has been just wildly successful. And this is all courtesy of the Greater Bridgman Area Chamber and Growth Alliance, the City of Bridgman, Honor Credit Union, and Classic Catering and Events. They all came together to provide live entertainment in the courtyard, and it's a great opportunity for you to, you know, go and explore downtown Bridgman. You can shop at Accents, pop over to the Sandpiper and host a hangar, do some retail therapy on a Sunday afternoon, grab a beverage from Lazy Ballerina Winery or Transy Artisan Ales, maybe grab some food from one of the many restaurants in the Bridgman area, and sit outside in the courtyard that they have remodeled. They put so much into, and they have so many more great things planned for 2023, and really just kind of kick back and relax on a Sunday afternoon before you have to head back to the office on Monday.
Sounds like a perfect plan. That sounds really great. Your website has a lot of great information, and also you've got some other things coming up in September, some ribbon cuttings, right?
We do. We actually have three of them confirmed right now.
Nice.
But we have more of them that we will be adding. I believe we might have as many as six of them in September. So As we are adding them to it, just head to the website, smrchamber.com, click on the events tab, and you'll be able to see not only chamber events that are upcoming, but also our member events that are happening too. You can find something that you can take advantage of, be it making business relations and connections that way, or maybe even something fun, like, I don't know, JLN's 10-year anniversary coming up on September 10th. You can take advantage of that and grab your friends and family and go and celebrate there.
That sounds like a lot of fun and a lot of things that you guys are doing. So definitely go to check out your website to learn more. And don't forget to go and get your scissors sharpened at the Scissor Sharpening Guy.
They are both there right now. We did the one last week at the rack with Sean Todman and his amazing crew over there. And well, Sean was a little aggressive, so we had to go get the scissors sharpened. So they are there right now prepping for our next one.
Somebody needs to teach him how to use the large scissors next time he has something going on. That's awesome. Well, Sarah, as always, it's great to chat with you and catch up on what's going on at the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for letting me come on and chat with you, Johnny, and I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Anytime.